I'll say not. Well, that's all I really know of their organization. It seems logical to suppose, though, that the structure is coherent all the way up. If so, the regional directors would be under some higher-up, possibly a galactic director, who in turn might be under Boscone himself, or one of his cabinet officers, at least. Perhaps the galactic director might even be a cabinet officer in their government, whatever it is. An ambitious program you've got mapped out for yourself. How are you figuring on swinging it? That's the rub. I don't know, Kinnison confessed ruefully. But if it's done at all, that's the way I've got to go about it. Any other way would take 1,000 years and more men than we'll ever have. This way works fine when it works at all. I can see that. Lop off the head and the body dies, Haynes agreed. That's the way it works, especially when the head keeps detailed records and books covering the activities of all the members of his body. With Bominger and the others gone, and with full transcripts of his accounts, the boys mopped up Radelix in a hurry. From now on, it'll be simple to keep it clean, except, of course, for the usual bootleg trickle, and that can be reduced to a minimum. Similarly, if we can put this Prelin away and take a good look at his ledgers, it'll be easy to clear up his 200 planets, and so on. Very clear and quite simple, in theory. The older man was thoughtful and frankly dubious. In practice, difficult in the extreme. But necessary, the younger insisted. I suppose so, Haynes assented finally. Useless to tell you to not take chances. You'll have to. But for all our sakes, if not for your own, be as careful as you can. I'll do that, Chief. I think a lot of me. As much as anybody, maybe more, and careful is my middle name.
Uh-huh, Haynes grunted skeptically. We've noticed that.
Anything special you want done? Yes, very special, Kinnison surprised him by answering in the affirmative. You know that the Madonians developed a scrambler for a detector nullifier. Hotchkiss and the boys developed a new line of attack on that. Against long-range stuff, we're probably safe, but they haven't been able to do a thing on electromagnetics. Well, the Bosconians, beginning with Prelin, are going to start wondering what has been happening. Then, if I succeed in getting Prelin, they're bound to start doing things. One thing they'll do will be to fix up their headquarters so that they'll have about 500% overlaps on their electros. Perhaps they'll have outposts, too, close enough together to have the same thing there, possibly 200 or 300 even on visuals.
In that case, you stay out.
Not necessarily. What do electros work on?
Iron, I suppose, they did when I went to school last.
The answer, then, is to build me a speedster that is inherently indetectable, absolutely non-ferrous.